is going to enlighten them.
We gotta talk about some things, y'all.
We the best podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Nikhil and Jagger's Knowledge Adventures. Savior of Rivers.
We're here, baby.
Rivers everywhere.
And we're back.
Come give us a hug, because we're keeping you alive and clean.
And you know what? A quick cheers.
A cheers.
Hey, why not?
And an apology to our fans.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
And our lawyers.
You know, we
borrowed.
Stumbled into some legal trouble.
Yes. Universal Records
Spotify
that have contacted me.
You.
Because everything's under my name.
Yep.
Which is, you know, good.
Yeah.
They were pissed to say the least.
They were not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why were they not happy? Because I borrowed some music. Like a song here and there.
Right.
And
granted, we played the whole song at the end
of
the episode.
Yeah, we did. And, you
not
know,
even a warning, and they just say, you're done.
You're done. They're
like,
hey, you got 5 days to argue it. If you don't, we're just going to take it off. And I'm like, you know what? That's probably fair.
And we can't argue.
Yeah.
Like,
what
are
we
going to
say?
I'm
Katy Perry?
No. Unlikely.
We know
story.
Katy Perry. We could have said that.
But then we'd have to prove it.
And then, maybe a picture.
And like Photoshop.
We could dress you up like Katy Perry.
Just put a little makeup on and...
She has a baby, right?
I'll just have
we
a
have
baby
to find
real
a baby.
Quick.
Get Gingy.
Shave
Gingy.
But
shave Gingy.
Overall, we are sorry, and we know that a lot of your favorite episodes are not on Spotify anymore for you to re-listen to,
which
is a shame.
A problem that I've looked into and have an easy solution. So
what is that?
We will get back to it. It's taking out the music.
Yeah, just
it's
taking out the music.
Very simple.
It's very easy.
Huh.
It's just literally one click. That's all I have to do.
One click.
Have we done it yet?
Click. No.
Mm. And why is that?
Because
COVID's over.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
It feels good. I still wear my mask.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But
really?
why?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we beat it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't have to anymore.
Yeah, it's not like there's other variants.
Yeah, what? Honestly,
it's not like Pfizer is like the least protective against them.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like any of that's true.
CDC knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
We're covered. We're covered.
In
we're
the
covered.
Who? I think it was this the Who?
Oh, they don't know shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, they don't know anything.
Well, yeah. We're just trying to justify our absence, and we just want the fans to know that we care about them.
Yep.
And we didn't forget about them.
We didn't. We, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I should get to that.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And here's us getting to it.
We
and
did
the fans
it.
Were just yelling. Remember?
I mean, people actually asked.
I got
mail.
A death threat.
That's
Whoa.
Right, you did.
Yeah.
That's scary.
They got, I saw there was a knife to his throat.
There was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
mail.
More than a threat.
Mail. Yeah. They said, put this up to your throat, and Nikhil's like, huh?
And I was like, I have to. And Austin said, I stopped.
I was like, what are you doing?
It's like, you know,
I showed him the letter.
And I was like, I started shaking.
Wow. That sounds like a whole experience for you.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we're here. We're alive.
Yeah.
We're well.
We're saving
to the
Rivers.
Fan that sent the death threat.
We'll find you.
Well, it's
pretty
easy.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
well,
I think they
put
the return address.
Oh, they put their
address.
Name on
it. Yeah, they won't send it if there's no... Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
For them, not for us.
Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah. I was just thinking in their head.
Yeah, like, oh,
oh
crap.
Oh,
that's
what they're thinking right now.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, so for
we're
that
coming
fan,
for you.
We know.
Yeah, when they listen to this podcast, they're going to be like...
We should call this one we're going to go
the
murder
mystery.
The fan that my life.
That one won't get taken down.
No.
We should just name it Murder Mystery and see how many views it gets. Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
Figure out who we're going to
We'll become a crime podcast.
It'll be a murder podcast about who we're going
to
murder.
And this is us explaining to you that we're transitioning to become a
crime
podcast.
Yeah, but a predecessor to an actual crime.
Right.
Yo, so you could see the...
Premeditated.
We're just literally telling them how we're going to do it.
Yeah. And then we'll release it later.
Yeah.
So FBI...
They're like, wow.
We will murder this person.
Yeah.
We can't say that.
Well, we don't know the person.
We'll just bleep out murder.
We will...
But then when it says... When you say, we will beep this person...
That could be worse.
That might be worse.
We will make this person uncomfortable.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in legal trouble once or twice.
Oh, we got a podcast taken down by Katy Perry decided that we can't play
one,
a song.
We should
go. We should tell everybody that. We've gotten into legal issues.
We've gotten so big that Universal Studios needs to take our music down.
Yeah.
That's such big clout.
And let's just say that both sides lost a lot of money.
Yeah, and let's say one side's way happier because it just proves that they're really big and powerful.
And the other
and
side.
Then one of them is not universal.
Classic capitalism, right?
One side got 12 views, but feels huge.
Yeah.
And the other side
is universal. So we'll let you guys figure that one out.
At the very least, we're going to throw back on, honestly, our favorite. That was racist. That was fucking racist.
You don't like Nolan?
That was fucked up. Deepon, if you're listening to this,
we'll kill him.
That's fucked up.
No.
My cousin, who happens to also be Indian, who Jagger referred to.
So first of all, I've been thinking about Nolan a lot.
Oh my. This is the third time you've done it.
No,
it's not. He's always thinking about Nolan.
That was him.
What?
Nah, that's true.
Yeah,
what
this,
did I do?
This
yeah,
is
that
the
first
time. That was
I've been thinking about Nolan a bit today because he just got home.
You called my cousin Nolan. For the fans, that's our sister's neighbor who also happens to be Indian.
Who
I live with three white people.
Guy. Who also looks like Nikhil.
Which is also semi-racist.
That's a direct quote from Audio Boy.
Come on.
That's a direct quote from Audio Boy.
Shirt, and you guys both have long hair.
It would not be okay. It would not be okay if, when I first met him, I thought that our landlord chose our upstairs neighbor because he looked
You guys
like
look
me.
Very similar.
We look very similar.
It's not a lot. Yeah. I like busting Audio Boy's balls over
we love busting his balls.
It's just like, I mean, if you didn't say they looked alike...
Then what?
What?
Oh, that'd be...
And then it'd be the big elephant in the room.
It would... Oh.
What kind of elephant?
A huge elephant.
Let's just say Austin's been saving one too many rivers over here.
He's going for the Nile.
Yeah.
That's
the
river,
big one.
River jokes for you.
I love river jokes.
That's some good river jokes.
And that's the end of our racist part of
Well, no. I want to say I've been talking about Nolan because I missed him. He was gone for a week.
They don't know who Nolan is. This has been so long.
All right, well, Nolan is our upstairs neighbor, and he's having a kegger.
Kegger tomorrow.
Week.
Be there
this
weekend.
Yeah.
Miss COVID's over?
Yeah, well, COVID's over and his parents finally left. That's another thing about Nolan. His parents are in town for like 3 months.
And they're gone now.
And they're gone. His birthday is this weekend.
Yeah.
Wish I was here.
And his parents are out of town. He's like, I'm no longer a child.
Right.
I can drink.
Well, I mean, he's like 30 years old.
He's old.
He's older
than
us.
I saw him in the laundry room this morning, and he was...
That must have been scary.
He came in, and he said, I smoked some weed, and I was like...
Did he really?
Yeah, he said he was high cleaning his house, and he was living it up because he had 2 weeks... off from work.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, because he quit.
Oh yeah,
he quit his job, everybody.
Speaking of which, if you work for Amazon, pull a Nolan and 3, 2, 1,
quit your job.
There we go.
Good job, Audio Boy.
Way
to add a little flavor to it.
I
would
like to do that.
Hey, and here, cheers to Nolan.
And
upstairs,
to
Angel.
To Nolan and his plants.
Yeah, upstairs Angel. That's what we should call him.
Instead of calling him Deepun, which you...
Well, I'm taking 180 right here and I'm going to say... No,
I can't wait
until
he listens to this because
he listens. He's
Deepon
one of the few people that listens.
Yeah,
to
one of the few people. My cousin listens to every single one.
So Deepon, if you're listening, we made this for you.
We honestly did.
And Sean, I know
Sean
will be listening.
Cal listens to it.
Cal listens. Anybody who's working,
listen.
Anybody who's working is really bored.
Mark,
maybe. I know. Ellie will.
Yeah.
At some point. She'll be riding horses to this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to make like a horse beat real quick, Austin, for to scare all the other horses.
Yeah. We'll go
ahead. Go ahead.
There it is.
All right. Thank you, Austin.
Yeah.
We'll
if anyone
sure
wants to rap over that and let's just reverse
just
that.
Yeah, just loop it.
We can loop that for you.
Hey, it'll get taken off Spotify.
Yeah, because we will. Because
I'll monotonize
it. Yeah.
And then I'll sue you, Jagger.
You can't sue me.
Oh, true.
I have everything you own.
You can only get sued once a year.
Yep, that's the Universal's
legally.
Code.
Universal's code.
Yeah, true that.
But goddamn, has it been a hell of a couple months, and we're glad to be back.
How long has it been?
It's been too long.
3 months?
I mean, we could go through everything that we've done, but it would
longer.
Be a very short list.
I think it was February when we made the last one.
No, February.
2019.
What's after February? No, we made a 2021 episode,
really?
So it's less than 7 months.
Holy crap!
But
also
not more than 3 months.
I think it's 3 months.
Yeah,
3 to 4
I think
months.
3 is a safe bet.
Yeah,
honestly,
I mean,
probably
we,
more.
We can easily check it. Like,
we
it's
can.
Not that
hard. Fans, place your bets.
Yeah,
you could just look on Spotify and see.
True that.
Yeah,
it's true.
But anyway, we haven't really been doing too much.
No.
Just, you know, living the summer Seattle life.
Mm. And, you know, the sun's a-blazing.
Basketballs Ooh. Are afoot.
And the
Oasis,
Oasis
has returned.
Is afoot. For yeah. the fans Ooh, that don't yeah. know, it is a Giant. Six-person raft.
It says eight people. I'm going to keep
saying
kids. That. Eight children.
I'm going to say eight. Sometimes I kind of say ten.
Yeah.
If you're really,
ten
like...
Ten babies.
If you're doing it, like, right... You could put 10 on.
I mean, you could
fit as many people as you really want. Comfortably is a different story.
Let's just say we couldn't
could you?
Last time we took it out because our pump died.
Well, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
No, because, you see, lucky. I make sure I recharge the pump.
Yeah.
But
well,
Austin took it out last
Austin
time.
Austin took it out last
well,
time.
Well, yeah. And,
let's just say it was a little deflated. We still had a good time.
That's true.
But
I mean, it was a hot day.
It was a hot day. You know, it's just a hot Seattle summer day, baby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pre-fire summer.
Ooh.
That's what we're looking for, eh?
It's hot. Hot girl summer.
Hot.
No, hot boy summer.
It's hot.
Why not?
It's hot. Vaccinated summer, baby.
It's hot vaccinated summer.
Yeah. Come
yeah.
on.
How do you feel about seeing people's faces again?
Weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still wear masks
yeah.
everywhere because, and I,
really?
I do, I 100% judge people. That go into stores that don't wear masks.
Oh, yeah. It's
like,
there.
I call, I,
oh, you
I,
do
in my mind, I'm like, you're a dirty, filthy piece
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, you must be just a gross human being.
Yeah.
I bet your room just has candy on the ground. You freak.
It does.
Just candy everywhere. I
mean,
it's just like every time you step out of
your
bed.
I've gone into
a
grocery store. I don't think I'll ever go into a grocery store without a mask.
You just,
okay.
Do you not do that?
Well,
literally,
you just said
well, before
you
COVID.
Did.
No, I was talking about, say, like, I went to the restaurant earlier, and I walked in and went to the bathroom without wearing a mask.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's
when there's a high volume of people.
Yeah.
And, like, that are going to be walking past you.
Like, I went to REI earlier today, and I have my mask in my pocket, and, like, I walk up being like, I'm not going to wear a fucking mask. And then, like, I go in, and everyone's not wearing a mask, and I was like,
Yeah.
And I put my mask on.
Yeah, it seemed Hannah when she works, she feels peer pressure to take her mask off.
Yeah, well that's the thing. Is
yeah,
that like,
I feel
like,
a lot of peer pressure.
Yeah,
at the gym, for example,
yeah.
they decided no more masks, which you know, I guess COVID's over, so it's fine. But
we need it.
One,
hey,
I feel weird. Hey, take a sip.
COVID's
over.
COVID's over.
Yeah.
COVID. It's over a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Than that.
But
COVID.
Like, so I go in and everything, and
refreshing.
No one's wearing a mask, and like that's whatever. And like I'll take my like mask off when like. I'm, like, by myself and everything. But I think the weirdest thing to get used to has been seeing people's workout faces.
Ooh.
It's,
oh.
People don't know what to do anymore.
Being very self-conscious about the face that I make
yeah.
while like, at the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like, when I had the mask on, I got so used to just being, like, free
range.
You
can range. Do anything.
I would
tongue
be
out.
Making, I would be, like, I mean, the fans can't see it, so
yeah,
I won't.
Tongue
but
out.
It would
just
be fucking absurd.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and now, like, I find myself making these weird-ass fucking faces while working out, being like, oh, like, that person's staring at me because I have, like, the weirdest
like, yeah.
half-grin, half-strain,
Ooh,
half,
yeah.
like, I'm about to,
you're
like,
about
shit
to have, like,
my pants
stroke.
Or come.
Oh.
Like, no one knows.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
A mystery.
And I've just been getting really self-conscious.
Yeah, I probably would
It's been
too.
A very weird sensation.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that's like, at Starbucks, you know, you used to just fake smiling and you never have to.
Now you don't have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just resting. Just...
Yeah, if you take it off, that's why I'm still wearing a mask. I'm like, I don't want to see these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they walk in, I see tons of people a day.
Do they wear masks?
No, most people aren't anymore.
Really?
At the new store I'm working at?
Ooh.
Yeah. It's the fancier area, apparently.
Right, because Jagger's store got... Jagger took a bullet. Jagger got shot, by the way.
Jagger got shot. You guys missed that part.
Yeah.
I did not get shot.
It's been a while.
There was a shooting at my store.
Sure.
Not in it, but right outside of it.
And then corporate Starbucks.
It's
corporate
like,
Starbucks,
ooh.
If you're listening, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Yep.
For taking out Starbucks
I'm not
going to
name
from,
our fearless leader.
What's...
Oh.
I'm not going to name him. The district manager who's disrespectful. The few of my coworkers. She's one of my coworkers. She's cool.
Jenny.
No, you're not going to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but
fuck
like,
you.
Yeah.
And fuck Starbucks.
Not cool to belittle people.
Not
Shout
cool.
out Howard
not cool.
Schultz.
No, he moved the Sonics.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah,
motherfucker.
Yep.
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 Yeah, 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 yeah.
Total 180.
Yeah. Nope. Different.
Yeah.
Theme of the day.
Different franchise.
But I'm in a different store anyway.
Yeah.
And now I see all kinds of people's faces. And it just reminds me of how terrible American faces look.
Yeah, aren't they?
As people, like, cause, like,
I think everyone
people,
kind of like gum themselves.
Yeah, people just look unhappy, and
yeah.
like they're not. They're,
no one's
happy. Looking good.
No one's happy.
Everyone's gonna be their full selves right after COVID, because now they're not used.
It's gonna
to
be the purest form.
Yeah, everyone's just probably like. You know, like
it's gonna be the most
just open mouth, just mouth breathing aggressively. Yeah.
The most real world has been pre-internet.
Yeah, pre-internet.
Yeah,
the
you know,
purest?
I feel like we've been an internet
I
for
think
a while.
You're right.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think before
saying, like,
TV. I think back in the Civil War days, people probably were probably the purest form.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Amish.
Whatever. Everyone, yeah,
Amish.
I mean, they don't give
Amish.
A shit if they're fat. They're like.
If,
I mean, if they're fat, they're more warm. They're probably down there.
Yeah.
Fat.
If anybody's in Pennsylvania right now, go to Amish land and just admire them.
Yeah. Just take a moment to realize what life could be.
Yeah. I also, Kevin visited recently.
Yeah.
Mark's brother.
Yeah.
And he told me a story that in Amish land, there's a thing called barn building, and they just build barns together as a town,
like
and they build it until they keep building it until it's done, and they don't take any breaks.
So what happens when the barn's done?
Oh, so it's kind of like a party.
Then they have like a little party, and then they go.
Whoa.
Well, they set up, because you have to bring your own seats and set them up to watch. They make like a little arena around
That's
it.
That's sick.
Like,
and
you
they build
can watch
barn.
Them?
Yeah, but you can't go into
it's
their
It's like
land
tapping in. You're like, oh, time for me to go build the barn.
And apparently
oh.
they do it really fast. They spill the whole barn
I'm sure.
in like a day or two.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So the Amish, you know, purest form.
Yeah.
Without all the temptations of the internet. The
mm-hmm.
things you can get done.
The things you can get done.
Barns and shit.
Yeah, in a day or two.
Holy
and I mean, I would imagine they'll follow. Well, actually, they might if they have to
I'm
build
sure
so many.
Oh
they have to
God,
keep building
sure.
barns.
Yeah.
I feel like some keep falling off.
Yeah,
like, it's not like they just got it like, right on
they're
the
not
track.
All perfect, right?
Yeah.
Not all.
Also, I learned that the Amish people, they have like once you turn a certain age, you're allowed to go explore the world outside of Amishville.
Oh my God.
To see if the world's for you.
Yeah.
Which
oh.
is cool because
yeah,
you know it's not culty.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but
kind
like,
of it kind of is.
It is, but they give
you spent your entire adolescence.
Learning
being
that way.
Built to
it's
not
like,
accept the outside
yeah,
world.
They're all probably like, I don't
but
know.
They give you a chance to go.
Yeah, have you seen this TV show Breaking Amish?
Oh, no. What happens? They come out and they're
They just take people going out on their adventure.
They're like,
for
hey,
the year
oh,
off.
It's
like a reality show.
Oh my God,
yeah,
that's
just
cool.
They just go out and like see the world and like,
what a
oh
culture
my
shock.
God, this is
oh my
insanity.
God. I would love to just witness. Yeah, I want to watch that show. Now.
What city would you take an Amish person to?
New York.
Probably
just blow their mind. Just make them so they want to go back to Amish.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida would be a great answer.
Florida, somewhere like just like, so different. Maybe even throw them in the Middle East, you know? See what happens out there.
What?
They're like, hey, do you guys believe in God? And they're like, you know, like.
Why? Why are we taking them?
It just be totally, that's literally.
It's very different.
That's
a culture shock. That's a culture
Imagine
shock.
Imagine bringing like an Amish person to like Japan.
Mm.
They definitely. Yeah,
that would be so.
That would be a culture shock because that's a culture shock for us.
Huge
yeah.
city.
Yeah.
Like,
just like, yeah.
You're
just
throw them in the thick of it. Like throw them like or like Tokyo. You know, like throw them in
right,
the thick of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just
they would probably.
The
their mind
shop.
Would probably
yeah.
break.
Yeah, just like it's just sexy drawings
it'd
everywhere.
Yeah.
Like what is
bright
happening?
Lights.
It'd be like an over.
Yeah.
Like they'd have so many emotions. It'd be like probably like. It'd be like a in a what do they call that climax? They'd be climaxing like the whole time, like,
just so much serotonin everywhere.
Yeah,
like, and they just burns it all out.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, I don't know, like what would happen to
they? Just like that's enough of this. I'm going back to Amish land.
Do you think
before?
Like they go back to Amish land and like talk about like
what they see,
the places they turned down? But like, oh yeah, like I came back. After going over to, like, Ohio or something, this guy's like, I fucking went to Tokyo, bitch. Like, I turned that shit down.
I saw
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
If you turned down Ohio.
And there's, like, a hierarchy of, like,
yeah.
like, for us, it's like, oh, I played varsity football.
Yeah.
But for
yeah.
them, it's like, I went to Tokyo.
Yeah.
I feel like what they do is, as soon as you get back, you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
There's, like, put under lock and
yeah.
keys. Like, if you tell anybody, we're kicking
Was
out
Was there electricity?
Show. You don't tell nobody about none of that.
Yeah. Like, what is
when the sun goes down, there's no light.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Damn, that's right. They don't use any electricity. Right.
Well, they might have they figured out solar yet.
Oh,
I don't think they're just
that's
using
so,
them.
That's, wait, hold on.
Well, if they build their own microchips,
how?
I don't know. We did it.
But with machines.
Yeah, but they can. Well, what do we do before machines?
Shit, alright.
I think they're just a few generations behind on technology.
I think that's what they're trying to do. They're just experimental people. And
just
like,
slowly.
We're doing it at our own pace. And then, you
know. So, like, they're gonna be playing with iPads in, like, 300 years?
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna be like, these gads and their flying cars.
We just teleporting.
We just got air.
We just got
the AirPods.
Yeah.
We just got Bluetooth.
Yeah. And they just created. It. And it's like their own version of it.
It's just not as good.
Made out of
wood. Made out of corn.
Yeah. It works perfectly.
Yeah. If we put the corn kernels like here.
So if any of you are Amish listening, you probably shouldn't be listening.
Or you're on your adventure for
Yeah, you're in Tokyo.
And then good for you.
You know,
enjoy that.
Live it up.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's hard right now, but push through.
I wish I was in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, COVID's over, right?
In Japan, I don't think it is.
It's just here. There's a couple places.
Well, I mean,
we still can't go to Canada.
Yeah.
Really?
Which sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still can't go to Canada.
You can go to Mexico. They never got COVID.
Oh, yeah. Well, they never got COVID.
Don't you know?
Yeah. Like, did North Korea ever get COVID?
No.
We don't know.
Well, I mean, they have zero positive
And honestly,
cases.
China...
Seven.
Statistically, they're doing great.
Really good.
So I'm sure
they don't lie.
Right.
If,
yeah.
Like we, you know, weren't in a big argument.
I mean, what are they actually? How do you think they?
They probably got destroyed by it.
Oh man.
Oh,
but like,
yeah,
they're just lying fucks.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah, I mean, like, what happened to all the bodies? Like, they just like
burn them.
Oh, just like
swept them under the rug
or bury them. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just build another city over
China,
them.
Baby.
Yeah. I mean, they lose any energy they can get. Right?
They have so many.
What
people.
If everyone in North Korea is just dead and we have no idea?
Well, then that would be pretty. I think they know. I think there's like, you know.
We satellites. Would know.
We're not even satellites. They just have like people at the.
Oh,
the
yeah,
demilitarized
sure.
zone. Like they can see over.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, anyone lives over
there? No one's come.
Like it's been a few.
No one's been patrolling
now.
For the past couple months.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's no lights ever.
Maybe they just have a few people left and they're like, okay, just pretend.
Right, everybody go to the wall,
it's
rotate around.
Your
just
shit.
Actors.
There's like 100 people just trying to keep the whole demilitarized zone.
You're not allowed.
We'll launch our nukes.
Yeah, we're going to
do
it.
We'll do it.
We have nothing to lose. There's 100 of us.
Oh, how the world is burning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the world.
But it's not fire season yet.
It ain't fire season. Oh, well.
Did fire start?
I was going to say
what?
It's Sleepy Joe's fucking fire into Syria season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is he still bombing him?
He did, like, last week.
Probably.
Did he? He loves his bombs.
He's just trying to show his
Sleepy
dollars.
Joe, if you're listening to this, take a rope and hang yourself. Kind of, I don't know.
Who's after Kamala Harris? Yeah, actually, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she's not the,
she's
the
cool,
ripest
right?
apple, but,
I mean,
you know.
What politician?
She would, like, maybe internationally do better, but, like, domestically, she'll still be.
I mean,
shit.
Sleepy Joe,
she seems like
he's just tired, man.
He's tired.
Like,
he didn't know what he
he's
was
had
doing.
A terrible life.
Yeah.
Like, his everything's just gone terribly.
Yeah.
Maybe he should just do drugs and then. Like,
honestly, maybe.
Maybe he'll do a better
he
job.
He should just do Molly once.
Once.
Do Molly once. He just, like,
yeah.
Solves
dude, honestly.
Everything.
Or shrooms.
And
nice
every if every single, like, leader of the world got together.
Took acid.
Just. Pop some acid
and
Molly.
I feel like
shrooms. Yeah, they just candy flip,
yeah.
And then just like
chill.
We threw them in a room together, the world would be a better place.
I think
place.
One person would come out
well,
worse.
You need Will
well,
I Am.
But they
in
would
there
probably.
Will I Am is in there with.
Yeah.
And,
he's just singing One Tribe or whatever.
Yeah.
We are one people.
They would definitely have a bad trip.
No, he's just singing
that
the whole time
be,
on repeat.
That would be horrifying.
Someone would have a heart attack. I think a lot of them, you'd
a
open
lot
the
of them
door,
would probably kill
we'd all be like, okay, we're going to close the door and we're going to come back in 3 hours and see how they're going. You open the door and they're like all having
blood
heart
blood everywhere. Like,
one of them, Will Ann's just singing in the background.
Yeah.
He's just like ripping his eyes out. His ears are torn off.
I mean, I'd be entertained.
Hey, but I still say, I feel like...
Yeah, I should televise it.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, that's actually smart.
And then imagine the money that the world can make.
And we do this. We put this together.
No, you know Jeff Bezos already listening.
No.
Oh my God, Jeff Bezos.
No, it's universal.
Don't take this.
It's universal listening.
Jeffy's already listening.
He probably owns that, dude.
Well,
is he in space?
Has he gone yet?
I don't know.
July 10th.
Really?
No.
You texting him about it?
Let me just contact
Yeah, when's Jeffy
him.
B going to space? And when's Elon Musk going to stop acting like he's a fucking, like,
a normal person.
Yeah, like,
the richest man
yeah.
in the world.
Elon, if you're listening, also hang yourself right next to him.
Also, give us some money.
Yeah.
Our Venmo is Nikhil and Jagger.
Knowledge Adventures.
I think it's just Nikhil and Jagger.
Oh, yeah, the Venmo. Nikhil and Jagger. Throw us some cash.
Yeah.
And we'll do what you didn't and distribute it.
Yeah.
Because you're a sack of shit.
If you give us $1 billion... We will distribute it.
I would agree to keeping only a grand.
I'll take more than a grand.
If Elon Musk gave us $1 billion,
yeah,
we can't be the sacks.
No,
of
we
shit
go one. We take 1% of it.
We buy a bigger oasis.
Yeah, but like even 1%, then like we're gonna be the sacks of shit that kept 1%.
No, I don't think we get accused of being sacks of shit for taking 1% of a
billion.
Come on,
we put that money in the good places. Like,
yeah,
all
right. So we would take $1 million of it between the three of us,
yeah.
And then we give out $999 million.
Yeah, I mean that's okay. That, come on,
that's,
we deserve that.
Imagine how many oases we could buy.
Oh my god,
right?
I just give.
Yeah, you're right. All right,
Elon
Musk, I changed my mind. I'm sorry.
We will take 1%. All right, you give us $1 billion.
Yep.
We will. Well, we have to promise him something.
We will renounce.
All right,
my statement of you hanging yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
That's fair. We'll start that, and we will solve the homeless problem in Seattle.
That's a
nope.
I don't
yeah.
think we can do that.
No, we
I
will. No, with $999 million.
Yeah, you could totally do that. You could literally buy every single one a house.
Yeah, but they don't want houses. We'll figure it out. That's not for until we have the money.
Want.
No,
whoa.
Until the money, we don't have to think.
What?
Too far.
Have you seen the needle that you walked around?
Stop.
It's getting bad, man.
No, we're not getting into this. No.
But yes, we will solve that problem.
One way or another.
No, only if we get $1 billion
from
Elon Musk.
Yeah, but we
also, you have to stay in your $33,000 tiny home.
Yeah, if that's...
And we get a rocket ship.
No, we don't need that.
We
can buy one.
I want
yeah.
a rocket ship.
Well,
I mean,
$1 million.
We can't buy one. I mean, you can invest it or something to figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you know, just
with
throw
three.
It away on basketball bets or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I'll just make more money
Jeffy
than you
B,
guys.
If you're listening to us, I mean, good luck in space. I don't know.
But, I mean, I hope you don't do too great.
Yeah, like, I mean,
don't.
Like...
I mean,
it would be crazy if you died, but also, like...
If you, you know, on the other podcast I listened to, they were saying that when he comes back, we should just pretend no one knows him.
So how long is he going?
Like a few hours.
Okay,
yeah.
It's just, like, in and out.
That's
yeah.
it?
But, like, if everybody in the world pretends that they don't know him, he'll be so confused.
His mind would break.
Yeah, he's like, I just went through
he's
a warm.
Like, you
yeah.
know me, Amazon.
And everybody's like,
who are you?
Yeah.
What if we just like acted like it went to just like primitive state? Like
we all act like
cities were destroyed.
What if we destroy everything as a joke for Jeff
yeah.
Bezos?
Yeah,
that'd be so funny.
Nuclear fallout within like an hour and
do
a half.
Do we come out? Like, after, like, a few years, we, like, come out of the ground and be like, ah, gotcha, Jeff.
After a couple years. But,
like,
I feel like he deserves, like, the weight of the world burning on his shoulders,
yeah.
You know?
And then, like, we have one message that's, like, encrypted and, like, only he can open it. It's like, Jeff, we did this for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
On his suicide bed. He's like reading it, and then we all come out. And we're like, "Oh, like
we got
you learned your lesson."
Yeah,
all
right. Now donate.
Yeah.
Now you have to build all this.
Yeah. Now rebuild.
Build us back up. He's like, "Well, there's no economy," and we're like,
"Well, and that's Amazon's job."
Yeah. He's
yeah.
like, "Figure it out, Baldy."
Yeah.
He's like, "Dang it,
you got me." You guys really did it.
We'll be on something.
Yeah.
Honestly, if more people listen to our podcast. We could get these things going.
We could.
Yeah, maybe a billionaire.
So, you know, if you're listening, tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. And
would we? Will we release another one?
Yes.
We
tell
will.
A friend with a lot of money.
Yeah, Elon.
If you know Elon, tell him about this.
Well, anyway, other things we've done during this break.
What have we done?
Oh, we watched a thrilling movie.
Oh, man.
Let's see if we're all thinking about the same movie.
No, I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. Welcome to the movie discussion portion of this podcast.
It shouldn't be more than 5 minutes.
It shouldn't, but it might take a while.
I didn't watch the first half of this said movie.
Are we talking about the same movie?
Wait, am I talking about...
Because we watched it.
All right, ready?
Three,
on three,
two, one.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
The
Zombie.
Oh, I was thinking of zombie.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was thinking of King Kong.
Oh, why would we all assume that?
No, that's why I didn't think you assumed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait.
Because that movie's way better than Army of the Dead.
Yeah,
Army
I thought we were just going to bash on Army of the Dead.
We will. All right. Well, we'll get to Zack Snyder.
Speaking of people that should kill themselves.
No, not yet. Not yet. First.
Not Zack Snyder. No.
First, King Kong against Godzilla.
Amazing movie.
Banger of a movie. Phenomenal.
I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
No, honestly, I would. The only thing I would have to say is that I wish that they fought more, but to bring in Robo Godzilla was
a mind
ingenious move.
Yeah, Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah, but that's all we have to say about that. Probably a really good director.
Probably Zack Snyder, honestly.
No. We know exactly what Zack Snyder's
like
done.
Maybe
something.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Probably not.
Could be.
It's probably who's the guy who only makes explosion movies?
Oh, Christopher Nolan.
Oh, No. It's the guy who did Titanic and not Titanic.
Titanic?
No, that's James Cameron.
I guess there were a lot of explosions.
Who's the guy who made the Transformers movies?
Yeah, was it James Cameron?
No,
I thought it was Chris.
It may have been Chris Nolan.
I thought it was Chris.
Who does Fast and Furious? That's the real question.
Oh, speaking of which, we need to see that because I'm seeing so many memes about them going
space.
To space.
It's just in space.
Yeah, how do they do that?
The worst looking car I've ever
seen.
It
looks like there's no seals on any of it. There's like so much air can get through it.
So funny.
Oh man, it looks terrible.
The director of King Kong vs. Godzilla is.
Is he not? No, is it
Zack
Snyder?
No way. I feel like a director of that movie, all they did was like look at a computer.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I guess the monkey should.
Adam
this.
Wingard.
You want to save another
Adam
river?
Wingard.
I would love to save another river.
Adam Wingard.
This
Adam
is for
Wingard.
This is for the Colorado.
Ah, the Colorado River. Oh,
I
love it.
You know, we should. Our next episode, let's go to the movies. Let's watch Fast and Furious 12 or whatever. 9?
I think it's 9.
9. And then we'll discuss that one.
Have you seen the memes where it's like 10 better be Fast 10 your seatbelt?
Yeah. Oh my god.
It's just a safe movie. Like,
dude, actually
the message is just wear seatbelts.
I've had to stop like looking at Instagram because it's A, getting me too excited, and B, giving away.
Every single thing I see is family.
Yeah.
It's just almost different
so
people.
So much.
Just
like,
oh, it
just
came
out?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
it just came out, like, I think it was a few days ago.
Within the past week.
I've seen memes, and I'm like, what's going on here?
I literally saw, like, a video of someone recording while watching the movie.
No way.
Of them in space, and I had to scroll past it, because I was like, I can't
this
have
this
ruined.
This is
amazing. I cannot have this ruined. They literally.
Should we go to theaters to watch it?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That should be the first movie we go back to for post-COVID.
I'll look it up right now. You guys keep talking. Mm-hmm. You guys started on Army of the Dead.
Okay, well, Army of the
Wonderful
Dead.
Wonderful movie, by the way.
Honestly.
Entertaining.
No. Nope, I did not.
He actually liked it, which is the funny thing.
I found it extremely frustrating. It was
frustrating.
Yeah, it was such a waste of
everything.
Like, honestly, a phenomenal plot line.
It's been out forever, bro.
Like,
Army of the Dead?
No, Fast 9,
No, I mean, it might have been out, like, overseas and stuff. Well, because, you know, all the money they're making is in China.
Should we go watch this tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm actually down.
We'll
discuss it later.
I'm awful.
Yeah, we'll discuss it.
Yeah, I'm actually down to watch it tomorrow. But, Army of the Dead, like, I don't think Zack Snyder created the plot line because he took credit for every single other part of the movie. Therefore, I think that no one that shitty could create such a phenomenal plot line. But the idea of having a zombie movie, spoiler alert, heist, is ingenious.
It's really
is so funny.
Zone.
Yeah. That is so creative. That is fucking awesome. And then just to have him just stick his stupid little pecker in it and ruin it.
Yeah.
It's true, his penis.
He's got his little raccoon hands just all over.
Just mushing around the Play-Doh so that it creates this blob of gray and brown.
Yep.
It was so bad.
It was all the acting was terrible.
But you know, there's some characters.
No, not a single
character. No, let him talk. I want to hear.
What about the German kid?
Terrible.
What was his name?
Dinker?
Gunkta.
No.
Yeah, I think it was Dinker.
Here's Dinter?
Yeah.
Here's Dinter.
No, that was
Dinter.
Here's Dinter.
Such a pathetic attempt for comedic relief.
And
like,
also, you knew exactly that him and that one guy were going to be friends at the
end.
Then
and then one of them was going to sacrifice.
But
the other
I thought it was going to be the other way around.
I did too.
That's it.
Yeah.
But besides that.
Oh, that's right, because they had like a little like friendship going on.
And
yeah,
then,
they also hated each
just,
other.
Yeah.
It was 2.5 hours long. It could have been a phenomenal hour 45
if
they just stopped talking.
Yeah,
like the
true.
Talking
oh,
was so
God.
Bad,
so
like,
much
when,
useless.
When they were getting the crew together, it was like an hour to get the crew together.
Like they tried to do like the crew montage, but have it last
way too long. It was like that whole movie could
the
have
whole
just been getting the crew together.
Gita part of it completely unnecessary.
Dieter?
No, Gita.
Gita.
The girl that his daughter was trying to save.
Oh, yeah.
They
could have
just taken that out because that was irrelevant for only... That part
it
of it
got,
was probably 10 minutes.
It got, like, everybody killed, though.
Yeah. No.
In the end.
It only got the last three of them killed.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, everybody else is dead.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, her part did not need to be in there.
That's true.
They could have all died going up to the fucking hell.
Yeah, but anyway, we don't have to keep going on the movie. What we really need to talk about is Zack Snyder is a shitbag.
Yeah. Name a single... Okay, besides 300...
He's made a few good movies.
Besides 300.
Make one good movie.
Name one good movie.
He had another one. I looked it up because I'm like, there's no way you make good movies. And he made like two.
Okay.
But he's made all of the DC movies.
Also,
one good movie.
If any of our fans think...
He likes DC.
Matt Wade.
He likes the Snyder cut.
Oh, well, that's exactly where I was going to go.
Who
is Matt Wade and the rest of our fans, if you genuinely think that the Snyder cut was good.
Take us on.
No, watch it
reevaluate.
Again. Watch it again. Watch that four-hour movie.
Reevaluate. Like, I tried to watch the entire thing over days.
Is it 4 hours, right?
It was, I think it was almost 4 hours.
What?
And like, I understand. Because the original version was just, like, a shit show. Like, there was... It made no sense.
Well, I didn't watch this one because I imagine the first one was really...
The first one was
I didn't even watch that.
Well, I tried to watch that one, too, and I had to stop. And then, so then, when this one came out, it was so bad. And everyone agrees to that. That's why Zack Snyder decided to release this next one.
That's why...
And I
tried
to watch...
The Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut.
Yeah,
a little narcissistic.
Yeah, he has to put his own name in
it. Exactly. And I tried to watch that, and it's like... Like, the only reason you would like it is if you watched the entire first one, and so that your bar is
so low
that this would be phenomenal. Whereas, like, this is genuinely a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is so bad. Like, the acting, the screenwriting is atrocious. It is way too long. It is so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Someone else needs to take over the DC reign. You know,
I mean, DC has just been screwed since...
It's been Zack Snyder. Yeah. He's been doing all of them, right? Or did Christopher...
Wonder Woman was the only good movie.
Yeah, that's what he did.
The first Wonder Woman.
I didn't
Woman.
Watch the second one.
No, I didn't watch it.
I kind of wanted
it. I kind of wanted to because I actually did enjoy
the first one.
The
first one was very entertaining.
I didn't see it.
But Zack Snyder...
Did he do Superman or Man of Steel?
Yes,
he did.
He did.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a good track record.
I mean, it was okay. I'll put it under the okay.
I mean, I put Marvel as okay.
Okay.
And
well,
I would put that under.
True.
Like,
below okay.
Yeah.
Not shit.
No. That's Army of the Dead. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Army of the Dead is
like that's the bottom.
Yeah. Like it's just like a movie that I never would want to see.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and then, like, the thing about Zack Snyder that really makes me mad is he always has, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I'm like, why? For this movie, Army of the Dead, which is not a good movie, and he has a behind the scenes of how they made this movie. I'm like, he thought this was going to be a killer.
Yeah.
He's like, this is it, boys.
We should make an hour of behind the scenes so that everyone can know.
And he's just smiling the whole time. Like, dude, this
oh
is the one.
God.
This one's going to hit. I know it.
Worst,
this Netflix film is going to hit.
The worst thing about movies is when the actors talk about their character, where they're like, my character, he's going through a lot in this movie. He's been like, just like, dude,
like,
shut the
Chris
fuck
Pratt
up.
In his newest movie.
The Tomorrow War.
Bad. Did you see it?
We're gonna watch
it. I'm sure it's shit.
We're gonna watch it. It's
yeah,
gonna be really
we are
bad.
Going to watch it, and I'm sure it's trash, but I've just seen, like, these, like, oh, Chris Pratt being, like, there's like some alien thing in there. That's they're called like white up. White something
it's like White Walkers
again. I don't know, it's something like that. Yeah. But it's some alien. He's like, the scariest thing about the White Walker is the click, and I'm like,
oh, shut the fuck
Chris,
up.
Shut up.
Yeah,
like no, this is a trash movie. Don't act
you know
like
it's
we
a bad
actually
movie.
Care.
I
can't
believe they have
you know,
to do lore in these movies. It's like, dude,
yeah,
there's
just leave it.
That's why Zack Snyder. It's really simple. They're oh no, there was lore.
No, there was
a baby.
There was so much.
Yeah. Oh
my there was
God.
So much lore. That's why Zack Snyder's
they're
a
just,
piece of shit.
People try to make these things too complicated. Where they're
yeah.
Like,
and like he made it, he set it up for like a sequel.
Yeah.
But like he thinks this is this
a
movie
sequel
was,
in New Mexico.
Yeah. He's like
no,
this
no,
movie.
Mexico City.
Oh, Mexico
he's like this
City.
Movie's so good, guys. We're gonna make another. And we're gonna end it with a cliffhanger.
It's
like, because
Netflix will fund anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Zack Snyder's name's on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
It was,
yeah. Netflix is tanked.
Yes. Yeah. Unless it's Outer Banks, which
true.
It's,
well,
that's
yeah,
a TV
but also.
I put that
we're
on
kind of sucking the dick of Netflix for watching it.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
It's working.
We hate Netflix except for Outer Banks.
Yes, Outer Banks is really good. And New Girl.
Yeah, I mean, with New Girl, that's not...
Right,
that's
like,
a, that
they don't
like
have
TBS
the
or something.
Yeah, they don't have the rights.
But if you... Another side thing. Watch New Girl if you haven't. It's good.
Yeah.
Definitely watch New Girl.
Yeah. Great show. Great show.
All right, there you go.
No, really?
Yeah, I
might have honestly,
like
I think it's like
I think you'd like
one
it.
Of my favorite. Like, is it considered a sitcom?
Not really.
Yeah, but it's just like one of those like sitcom-esque.
It's like something you just watch all the time and it just makes you happy.
It's in like the same reign as The Office and
really?
How Person I Met Your Mother and stuff.
It reminds me a lot of Modern Family of like
but like
Modern Family hits as well.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Really?
I've
like
had
Modern
some.
Family.
I like. I remember liking like the first.
The first two
seasons
were really good.
But then I heard
I stopped watching after like season 4
or 5.
Is it still
going?
I'm sure it is.
I bet it is. You know, you get two good seasons and you get that shit
you're
like
there forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's like New Girl, but they just kept doing it.
But
they're
honestly,
really good all
New
the way
Girl,
through.
Yeah, like
see.
Some people didn't like the later seasons or like
I think
the last
still
season,
fun.
But like Schmidt
is
made it in the last season or two.
Yeah.
He was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I was such a huge fan.
My
New Girl was like probably my favorite of like those kind of like binge.
Yeah. It was funny because I think I was living with Ryan when I figured it out. I'm like, Ryan, you're Schmidt. And I'm just Nick. Like, this is ridiculous, this show.
It's such a funny show. Huge fan.
So,
would recommend.
There's a side note. Watch New Girl if you have to. It's really good.
Wow. So in the end, we decided New Girl is the best show.
Yeah.
It's our
Zack Snyder.
It's our new
Zack Snyder's cut.
We so far we've given The Boys, Outer Banks, and I guess New Girl now are our stamps of approval.
I think so. I think those are the only ones. Because we reviewed Batman and we were like,
that was the OG.
Yeah,
that
was the very
first
one. And that, like, we didn't give it the stamp of approval. We just said, we just described it.
We just went through all of them and we said, The Dark Knight's good.
Yeah.
It's the best of
Ted Lasso?
Ted Lasso stamp of approval.
Oh, my God.
I think we talked about it. I think we talked about it.
It's a great show.
Did we?
And our last.
Well, the one that was never released.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. If you haven't heard about Ted Lasso, it's amazing.
Honestly, one of, like, the best shows to come out within the past, like, 2 years.
And it's, you know, we are soccer guys, Nikhil and I.
But it doesn't matter.
It's about soccer, but the soccer in there is horrendous.
And, like, it has, like the storyline has nothing to do with soccer. It's just such a good, feel-good and hilarious show.
And just the twists and turns. You never know what's going to happen next on Ted Lasso.
And, like,
true.
You were expecting a show where, like, oh, it would end on, like, a cliffhanger that would make you feel bad, but it always ended on, like, a cliffhanger that made you feel so good and wanted to watch more.
Yeah,
there's a couple episodes that are a little sad at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was, like, a good sad.
Yeah.
It was a happy
it's
sad.
Like,
that's true.
It was
like
Ted Lasso moving forward.
Yeah.
And
makes you, like, contemplate your life a little bit. Like,
exactly.
You know what? I'm taking a bad mindset right now.
Yeah.
I need to be more like Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
not
true.
A single episode ended with me being, like, sad. It was like a... That was a sad thing to happen, but you are
he
okay.
Made the best
and
of it.
You
literally,
made the best of it.
His wife fell out of love with him.
Hey.
And it's just... Oh.
Whoa!
That was not even a... Like,
whoa!
That wasn't even
whoa!
A spoiler.
If we said it, that'd be okay.
We literally told you the whole plot of Army of the Dead.
Yeah. Well, because that movie sucks. You don't want people to
watch
it.
Fuck that movie.
If
Ted Lasso
is
a show, it's so simple. It's
also,
like,
it's on...
I could guess that that's what happened.
Whoa!
Yeah, I could have guessed that.
Oh,
okay, wait.
Mr. Big Shot.
So Ted Lasso simple, but Army of the Dead
is
complex.
Complex.
Well, I said there was a baby zombie. How if I said baby zombie, who would be like, oh, I can't.
Well, if anyone saw the baby zombie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was only two scenes of the baby zombie, and there was one of like the zombie dad pressing his ear against the zombie mom and being like, "Oh, there's a
love.
Kid," and then immediately you knew because it's a simple fucking movie that baby's gonna die.
Yeah, there's no way that baby.
That baby's gonna die.
That's
gonna be the reason why the dad freaks out and probably tries to kill all
them.
The most easy thing to guess.
Yeah, but would
we
you have ever guess
the
there was
entire show?
A
we
zombie
did, actually.
And a zombie man and woman had sex and had
no,
a baby.
I'm
How
not,
is that possible?
I am not. No, I'm not doubting
that.
The lore is a little.
It's Zack Snyder.
The fundamental over like. The plot, the top of it is creative. You know, zombie heist.
Yep.
Baby zombie.
Yep.
Zombies that are smarter
deep,
than
yeah.
others.
Yep.
And then the rest of it was so stereotypically stupid.
Yeah.
But Ted Lasso, they give you, like a genuine storyline. Yeah, you can maybe guess a bit of it,
yeah.
but
you don't know
what happened.
You gotta be like,
well,
why did he go to England?
You knew that him and his wife were gonna have some trouble,
yeah.
but you didn't know that they were gonna end up still being very close, and him being like, you know what? Yeah,
wait, I haven't seen the very ending.
Yeah,
okay, in that case,
seen it.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
you are guessing way beyond
it.
Your
yeah,
set.
I can guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't for a second then.
He's seen like four episodes or something.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, in that case, you can't even talk.
Oh, you know what?
But yeah, Ted Lasso, if you've recently bought an iPhone in the past year,
that's
you have Apple.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't know how else
yeah.
to get Apple
What if
TV.
You get, like, one?
I mean, you could pay for
I
it.
I would never pay for it.
Yeah.
Just buy a new iPhone.
Yeah.
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 That's a very expensive subscription.
Well,
but.
Yeah.
But then you get something out of it.
Yeah, if you need an iPhone, then do it.
Well, the thing is that, like, none of us have bought iPhones. But it's people that we know that buy iPhones.
Yeah.
That buy one every year?
No, not every year, but someone that you know will have bought
an iPhone
within the past year.
True.
And then that person.
Watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, they have the subscription.
They
that's
it.
What we did.
And also, well, Apple TV means nothing. It's the only thing on that's decent.
Yeah.
So
I mean, apparently there's like one or two other ones on there, but...
You just hand that out. You just hand those passwords out like
dude,
it's nothing.
Is
give
Apple
to your friends.
TV the one that's making, like... Who's making Lord of the Rings? Amazon?
Amazon Prime. Yeah. Which has the largest budget of any film...
TV
one,
show.
They have $1 billion budgeted out just for Lord of the Rings.
Imagine, Elon, you could give that to us.
Have you seen the recent news articles about stunt workers getting pissed off about the whole thing because they
really?
Keep getting hurt?
Really?
Yeah, I think this shit's gonna be crazy.
Well, that
actually
makes me like excited because I was worried that Lord of the Rings would spend $1 billion on CGI, which, as we learned from The Hobbit, was the worst fucking mistake they could make.
I think that's what
because
they did.
The Hobbit was absolute trash, and nothing about it looked real. Not real, but, like, good compared to the originals.
They're taking this to heart because these people are getting fucking hurt.
I hope so. Well, that's how the original was.
They're
going.
Like, now jump off this fucking mountain.
Yeah.
Like, wait, why don't we just get CGI? Like, the fans hate it.
Good.
Nick Nielsen
sent
angry messages.
Because they were going through, like, during the originals, they were going through pain for that shit, you know? Like, the main actors were, like, complaining because they got, like, real, like, martial arts fighters and stuff. They're like, dude, they hit way too hard. Like, these people don't know how to, like, what's it called, mind fight?
Yeah.
They're, like, getting bruises and stuff from the fighting scenes.
So here we go.
Man,
let's
go real, because it wasn't
we're
the
CGI
real shit.
There you go.
So I'm excited then.
I'm now excited.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
I'm sure Jeff
gonna mess it up
and
somehow.
Amazon will find a way to
mess
it
up somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whether it's make it last 10 seasons and ruin it like Game of Thrones, or just
shitty
like
actor.
Screw up from the beginning with shitty actors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hope. I'm just going to try to keep your guys' expectations at zero.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the problem with
yeah.
me, is that
I'm just,
I keep it at zero, and then I hear a little bit more, I'm like...
Nah, I'm just gonna,
like
gonna keep
that.
It down, just, you gotta just keep that. It's like, because that's why Ted Lasso's so good, you go into it not expecting anything.
I kind of expected a great show.
It got hyped up a lot, I'm like, alright, there's no way...
But once you said, like, oh, I think this is a phenomenal show, and I was like, what? And he's like, you were like, it's about a soccer, or about a football coaching soccer players, I was like... there's no way this can't be bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this has to be phenomenal.
I thought it was going to flop when you first told me
and
about
it. Wasn't it good?
It was really good. Yeah. What's the actor's name?
Will... Jason Statham. He did
it. Dude, that's
he did
what
it
I'm
all.
Like,
he's done
like
it again.
A
he's
lot
done
of SNL,
again.
Like, ex-SNL actors and actresses, they always make TV shows and they all suck ass.
Yeah.
Like, End of the World, or Last Man on Earth, there was a show with Will Arnett, and I didn't watch it, but I just heard really bad shit about it. And
yeah.
I was like, and it looked funny, and I was like,
yeah.
All these guys, they get their own show, and it's just...
But Jason S., baby.
Yeah, he's the one.
He's done it.
He's the black sheep.
He's only gone and
black
done
sheep.
It.
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
Well, also that other guy from that one show that Kevin showed us. That one night where you guys...
Oh, that was funny.
That show's hell. That guy got kicked off of SNL.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. They
and
couldn't handle it.
And all of the shit that he puts on that show, I Think You Should Leave,
yeah,
is
like
stuff that he
scripts
wanted to
that
put
he on. Wanted on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, you can't.
Those
yeah.
are funny.
Yeah.
Those are really funny.
Do you
season
ever,
two is coming
has
out.
Has this
like
ever
week.
Happened to you? Yeah. It came out today, actually.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, season two is out.
I
just I
know,
saw
I'm
it on
watching
Netflix.
It. I'm going to have to wait until I have to go to New Hampshire.
Why?
My brother-in-law wants to watch it with me.
When are you going to New Hampshire?
Next week.
There you go. All right. This is way sooner than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, that means, oh, tomorrow.
Did you watch all the rest
Fast
of the
time.
Season
no.
one? Oh, let's watch season one.
All right, let's watch it after this podcast.
Let's why not.
All
right. Yeah.
There's, I mean, what? There's like 40 minutes left?
Yeah. Or like 20 minutes
left. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we're watching Fast 9 tomorrow.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. There's
I'm
one
actually
at,
so
there's
good.
One at 8:35. I'm off work at 7:30.
Okay.
So like 8:30.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's see
I'm it. Actually so down.
Why
that
not?
Like
yeah.
Hey,
like
roomies take... COVID's over.
COVID's
we
over.
Beat
you
it.
Can
we
literally
beat
do anything
it.
You
yeah.
want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well, alright, we're,
well, we need a ladybug fact.
We do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real quick fact. Before we wrap it up.
Audio boy, it's been a second.
Well, since we've been talking about Army of Dead.
Yep. Oh, fucking hell.
And babies.
Yep.
Well, ladybugs, when they die, they can be reborn.
Mm-hmm.
And have another baby if they want. I mean, that's up to them if they're horny enough.
That was so weak.
What if...
That was
not even,
weak.
What
even
if,
try.
What? No,
was,
no, no, no. He's trying really hard.
No, he
now,
did not.
No, now we have to quiz him a little bit.
But
go
I could right, make
so,
a better...
So, let's say you cut off the ladybug's head.
Yeah.
Can it be still be reborn?
Yeah, it can be reborn.
What do you mean by reborn?
Is it the
reborn,
head that's reborn, or is it the body that's
it
reborn?
It can literally be reborn as...
What does that mean?
I think it just comes back to life, is what that means.
It's like a synonym. Reborn, it comes back to life.
I got it.
I
in
hate
his defense,
you.
I got
I
it.
I hate
yeah.
you.
You obviously did not get it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that was a stupid ladybug fact.
Well,
is that your second
it's not
river?
Stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, what river is that one saving?
Mango.
The Mango River.
To the Mango River.
Where does it say?
You just have to choose a river.
Oh! This one's,
This is my second one.
What's
the
one flooding over in the Midwest?
Is it Mississippi?
Yeah, there's no... Well, it's not Mississippi, but there's no saving it because...
New Orleans?
Oh, the one that's eroded in New Orleans really bad?
Yeah.
Oh,
but, I mean, there's
same.
No...
Mississippi, I'm pretty sure.
I was gonna say... I don't want to save...
Down to Mississippi. It doesn't end in...
It goes to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, but wouldn't it end...
I'm going to say the Wenatchee.
The state?
I'm
no,
say
it's huge. It has a lot of little outlets that go
oh,
everywhere.
Oh, there's probably like a little one that goes through New Orleans.
I think
it's
pretty big.
Called...
There's lots of riverboats that go through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one's saving the Wenatchee. We're mm-hmm. going to keep it on the West Coast.
This one is...
Snake River.
This one's... This yeah. one's saving the San Ynez River.
Is that in California?
I think Santa Barbara. Well,
they're already fucked.
Yeah, they need it. God, this one better be coming back.
Is it a creek or a river now?
For a flood.
In Santa Barbara.
Well, I mean, okay, 30 seconds for a safety fact because we have to put it in.
All right, safety facts. Well, the sun's out.
Sun's out.
So you know what you got to do.
Sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen.
Let Sean Reynolds, full name drop.
Yep.
If you don't know about Hell's Itch.
Well, ask him.
Ask him or
leave
look
it at
it
that. Well, honestly, leave it at that.
Yeah.
Hell's Itch.
Look it up.
Wear sunscreen unless you want that.
And then if you get it, apparently it's not fun.
Yeah.
So, and then to end this podcast, because we can no longer borrow music from Universal Studios, I'm going to let you guys take it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Austin and I have been working on a little album, I guess, right?
Little album.
A little album that's
little
been in
fun.
The works. A little
I like
fun.
To call it a little fun.
And Austin, what's the album called?
It's called Hot Dog Man on the Moon.
And ladies and gentlemen, The album will release soon on Spotify, but enjoy an early access song.
Why not?